Well, good morning, everybody. Great to see everybody here. Great to see the sunshine. It's great to hear everybody singing. God. Thought I'd start this morning just reading Psalm 23. You'll have to bear with me. I love that's talked about in this song. Brings me to tears, and I have a hard time reading this without crying, so I'll try and get through it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflow. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. So, I had a pretty busy week. I had a great blessing to have Norm and Chad and Ryan come help me precondition our calves this week. And it's fun to get together and work together and just to have people who are such blessings in my life. Thank God for it. And I was trying to think of a message to prepare, and I kind of was running out of time, so I decided to go with something that I kind of think about a lot, or I try and work into my life a lot, to walk with the Spirit. Why we do that and how we do that, I guess. Salvation. What's the miracle? And it should be to live a God-honoring life. In 1 Corinthians 6, 17 through 20, but the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee immorality. Every other sin that man commits outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a great price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Then, also in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether then you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And also 1 Thessalonians 5:16-23. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good. Now may the Lord God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's to be the conduct of our life. And everything we do bring glory to God. honor God. And we're supposed to turn away from evil in our life. So, how do we do this? Well, it's easy, I think, to come up with a list of do's and don'ts, of rules dictating the conduct of our life. And you can find them in the Bible, do this, don't do this. And we can sort of come up with a list of rules to live by. And while I'm not opposed to living a principled life, I think by simply coming up with rules and trying to follow them doesn't get us necessarily where God wants us to be. Because it puts a lot of onus or a lot of the responsibility on yourself, and the flesh is rather weak. You know, if I come up with this rule, okay, I do this, I don't do this, I do this, I don't do this, that's me working. And we're filled with the Spirit, God in us. Let's use that. In 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. Well, why do we sin? If we give in to temptation, whatever rules we may think we have, we give in to our fleshly desire, repent it. But what does it say? The Lord knows how to rescue godly from temptation. Why try to do it yourself? God knows how to do it. Turn to Him. And then I'm going to turn to Romans 8, 1 through 9. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds to things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, things of the Spirit. For the mind is set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. So, In the Old Testament, we had a set of rules to guide the conduct of our life by. We had the law. And that was insufficient because of the weakness of the flesh. So when Christ came and died and bought our salvation, He gave us the Spirit. And the Spirit has replaced the law for directing the conduct of our lives. So to speak, need a list of rules, because if we're living according to the Spirit will not lead us towards sin. If the Spirit is God, it will not lead us to sin against Himself. So we need to walk with the Spirit, not walk with the law, I guess. And then in Galatians 5, I'm going to read 16 through 26. But I say to you, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But you are led by the Spirit, and not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatries, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, which I forewarn you. This is I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, and being one another. So there again, it talks about not living a rule-based life, relying on yourself to follow these rules, but walk with the Spirit guiding you. And you'll be on the right path. And then another verse, this one, this verse really gave me, or got a lot of meaning. It was a cover of Barry's bulletin at his funeral. And when I hung it on the refrigerator, it looked like water. Because the message and the testimony, looking at the man in the verse, really resonated with me. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks. Walk by the Spirit, not in a man. So I guess the way how I think about this a lot in my life, and why I wanted to share this with you, is as I go through daily life, the choice I've made is rather than examine myself and find faults or find rules that I've broken or that I'm not in compliance with, I decide that rather to examine myself for the fruits of the Spirit. Because like in Matthew 7:16, it tells us, 7:16, you will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. So rather than coming up with the list or looking at the old law of rules and of and seeing where you're in compliance or out of compliance, I've really tried to take the fruits of the Spirit to heart where I can remember them and examine my life and see the fruit I'm bringing. A good tree will produce good fruit. And a bad tree, if the Spirit is in you, you will produce love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So, when you consciously look for those, and if you're not seeing them, we have the opportunity, and it's so simple, rather than coming up with a, oh, I should do this, turn that part of your life over to the Spirit, and it's in you. It's that simple. And I've felt it before where I've been, man, I've lost my self-control. Prayed right then to have to turn that to the Spirit. And he moves. He, I mean, he's already there. He moves that fast. He just helps it. We have unlimited power available within us. So, and it, I guess it's also, in my mind, a more positive way to look at this. These are traits that I would want to be flowing out of me, and I have the opportunity to do so. So if I examine, you know, in my life, my family, with other people, if I'm not producing these fruits, the Spirit is not working with me in whatever I'm doing. So just as simple as praying and turning that over to the Spirit. And let him work in you. And it, I guess the ties pretty neatly into Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Let him, let him produce that good fruit. So, kind of short, kind of sweet, but